Bank Mobile. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening on the link system.
Now that's a lot better. So you want to say all that over again?
Just a question for you on APRS. Did you change your icon to a green Jeep?
I did. There wasn't an SUV option, so that's closest that it's going to be. This is a new work vehicle.
Oh, so it's not a minivan. Okay. SUV. Okay. Kind of curious. It makes life interesting.
That's for sure. It's a Chevy Equinox. I'm not really doing a whole lot of installs anymore, so they gave me a smaller service vehicle that's got a lot less miles on it.
Oh, well, that would be a vehicle that I'd like to replace my Highlander with. So that's still a nice vehicle.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's all-wheel drive compared to the minivans, which are front-wheel drive. So that'll be nice to have, especially in the wintertime. And I will say this. It does not quite have as much torque as the van did. I'm going up the Burnley Hill right now, and it is it's struggling.
Yeah, it's more of a I don't know, a car to shuttle kids to school with, I guess.
Yeah, probably. But anyway,
half a mile. Turn left.
It's got CarPlay and all that fancy stuff in it. The van, it had a touchscreen radio, but and it had Bluetooth, but it was probably the worst Bluetooth I've ever used. You would play music through it, and it would like stop. It wouldn't stop. It would just like pause for a second, and then it would start again, and it would start playing it at double speed, and then slow down back to normal speed again. And it would do that many times.
It's kind of funny. I can hear your GPS turn-by-turn directions. It's kind of funny. I changed the voice on mine to be a British accent. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, I can imagine. I use Waze, and I can actually record my own voice into it, and it could be me telling me to turn.
Well, you know, then you get in an argument with yourself about whether you should turn there or not. No, I wouldn't do that.
I just let the Google Voice do its thing. That way it tells me what road I gotta... Oh. Oh, that's fun. I should figure out how to turn off that auto start-stop thing, because the engine started up and it shut my radio off.
You know, I read one of the bills that the president... signed or executive orders or whatever, they're going to have manufacturers turn off that thing, that feature nobody likes.
It's more of a nuisance than anything. Like, I don't like it. Especially when we're trying to, when I'm trying to use this radio, that starter draws so much current, it just shuts it right off.
Well, it's kind of funny. They said on the average driving that a tank full of gas, you'll save a whopping 4 ounces of gasoline by having it do that shutoff.
Yeah, and not to mention in the wintertime, or in the summertime, and I'm going to turn that down. In the summertime and in the wintertime, when you got the climate control really blasting, when you're stopped for about 30 seconds, the engine's got to start back up again to, pump water through the, or coolant through the heater core, or turn the AC compressor, otherwise your climate control's not going to work.
Well, I think the real annoying ones were the ones where when you turn it off, it automatically reactivates the auto shutoff when you turn the vehicle off. Or, so like every day when you drive it, you have to redo the change settings.
It's really dumb. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Just let it remember. Come on. I don't want to have to turn that feature off all the time. Not to mention, I haven't even figured out how to turn it off in this vehicle yet. I don't see a button for it. I think I have to dig into the menus or something.
Well, hey, it's kind of fun to go through the manuals, huh? Okay, sir. Hey, well, I just wanted to say hello to you. Final question, where are you headed today? Are you done with Alpina, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf?
Yeah, we're pretty much done with Alpina. We've got one thing to go back there for. I don't quite remember what it was, but that's not for the future. Right now I'm headed to Ross Common, and then I'm going to Crawford Ensemble Schools. They've got some radio issues in their buses, and Ross Common's got some issues at their console. So that's what I'm doing today. So, all right, Mr. Jim, you have a good one. 7-3 and 8-DM-8, mobile.
NAPWM testing, 1, 2, 3. NAPWM clear.
KE8FJW, Monta. KE8FJW, Monta. KE8FJW monitoring. Good afternoon, KE8FJW. KE9CST mobile.
NAPWM mobile.